Estevan. The snowstorm that rolled through Estevan on Wednesday kept members of the Estevan Police Service busy. Four calls were weather-related accidents and three others were weather-related calls. Two vehicles became stuck after sliding off the roads, and one call was from someone falling on ice. The Estevan Police Service is aware of several other vehicles sliding off the roads and spinning out of control that didn't result in a call in occurrence report. As our city crews continue their excellent work clearing our streets, motorists are reminded to travel with caution when passing heavy equipment, Deputy Police Chief Murray Cowan said in an email to the Mercury and Sask today. Also, roads remain extremely slippery and ice-covered, so motorists are reminded to slow down and take extra time when driving. Every year following the first major snowfall, we see preventable accidents occurring as a result of people driving too fast for the road conditions, primarily with inexperienced drivers and those driving vehicles with summer tires still on their vehicles. Winter is here, so folks are reminded to prepare their vehicles for the season, which includes winter tires. Cowan added that pedestrians are reminded to wear proper footwear designed for these conditions and to take their time as sidewalks, crosswalks and driveways are slippery with ice accumulating under the snow. Also on Wednesday, members were dispatched to a South Estevan residence for a report of an intoxicated male who was asked to leave the residence. The male, who was outside of the residence, was arrested for being intoxicated in a public place and lodged in cells until sober. A 27-year-old Estevan man was arrested and charged for breaching the curfew conditions of his release. He is scheduled to be in Estevan Provincial Court on December 11 at 9:30 a.m. Earlier in the week, members attended an Estevan residence on Monday for a report of unwanted individuals in the residence causing a disturbance. The individuals left without issue after police arrived. An Amazon scam was reported to EPS in which an amount of money was sent. A large portion of the money was sent back to the victim, at which time further instructions given. It was reported to the bank immediately and no further loss was experienced. The EPS received a report of an assault that resulted in minor injuries at an Estevan school. The matter remains under investigation. The location of the school was not released to protect the identity of the victim. A report was received regarding someone attempting to change an employee's banking information for payroll without proper authorization. No information was provided.